You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis welcomed young people gathered in Krakow for World Youth Day in an official ceremony on Thursday evening. Crowds came together in Blonia Park to listen to the Pope's message, where he called on young people to celebrate their faith and be the change in the world. Vatican Radio's Lydia O'Kane is in Poland with Pope Francis and spoke with Bishop John Keenan from the Diocese of Paisley, who has travelled from Scotland with a group of young pilgrims. She spoke to him immediately after the ceremony to gauge the reaction to the Pope's words.
Talk to us about this opening ceremony, Bishop Keenan. The Pope had some really lovely words to say to the youth gathered this evening, didn't he?
He had beautiful words to say. He spoke about the fact that they were gathered for a celebration. This was a jubilee, and it was right that they should celebrate, because our faith is a celebration. And then he spoke about this jubilee of mercy, and a beautiful idea he came back to was that mercy always is a young faith. That it's when we're old, it's when we cease to be merciful that our faith has become old. And then he gave a rally cry to the young people. He said, you live in a world where people tell you nothing can change. The world is that it is, and you have to just accept it. But then he called out to the young people and he said, do you believe the world can change? And they said, yes. Do you believe that you can change the world? And they said, yes. And he said, that's true. The young people never believe what's been told to them. The young people know how to go beyond the status quo. And he said that he has great joy, great trust that the young people can change the world in which we live and make a better world. And that really, so many of the young people around about me roared in appreciation of that, because I think they know that the world doesn't need to be the way it is, and the world isn't in the best place that it could be in. And they want to change it, and they just need someone to lead them, to give them that courage, that confidence to say that you can come together, you can change it, you can make a better world. That probably really went down so well with them.
You were with a group, obviously, from Scotland. I mean, what were they like when they were listening to this? Because obviously it's hard for young people today. It's hard for them to have the confidence when they get knocked on different occasions. What did they feel about this?
Pope Francis spoke about that. He spoke about a choice of being young. And he said that there's two ways of being young. There's the way that the world presents to young people, which is to give them the highs that don't satisfy. That means that they are worn out before they're 23, 24, 25. They've given in. He used this phrase. He said, the world has so got the young people in its grasp that they throw in the towel. They don't believe that things can be better. And then he said, but that's not the way to be young. It's not the way they believe, the ones gathered in front of them. And so he said, the key is Jesus Christ, that he is the one who makes the difference between a usefulness that is boring and a usefulness that's cynical, a usefulness that has given up, and a usefulness that wants to change and be better and to be strong. And so he told them, and turn always to Jesus, turn to the mercy of Jesus. And then he spoke and said, well, look, I know you fall. You fall so many times and you get afraid and you think to yourself, I can't do anything because I fall so often. Then he said, whenever you fall, it doesn't matter. Just remember the song of the mountain climber. It's not those who fall who fail. It's those who forget to get up. And he says, if you've fallen, just raise your eyes a little and you'll see Jesus' hand. And Jesus will lift you up, not seven times, not 77 times, but as often as you need lifted up until you can be strong, until you can be great in the world. So it's beautiful, so personal, so inspiring, so engaging. It was a genuine dialogue. It wasn't really a homily. It was a conversation. The Pope spoke to the young people. The young people responded to him. It was a beautiful conversation where the Pope really had the young people in the palm of his hand, and they saw in him a leader that believes in them and a leader they can follow to make something better of their lives and better of the church and the world.
Just one final question, Bishop Keenan. The Pope is going to have a lot more to say to young people over the course of this week, but what do you think that the young people will be taking home with them, and what do you think they'll be able to do when they get home in the form of evangelization?
Well, I'm speaking to the young people who have come with us, and they are just, well, I mean, the phrase that we use, isn't it, is blown away. Many of them live their faith in their own country, alone and isolated. And many of them are made to believe that if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you're odd, you're abnormal, and that you just cling to faith because you can't face reality as it is. And they come to an event like this, which is the biggest event in the globe this year. So many young people like themselves, full of joy, full of energy, full of faith, full of openness to Christ, openness to the gospel, openness to a better world. So I think the message for them going back home is stick together. Don't try to do things on your own. Join groups, join associations, stick together. There's so many means now that young people have of staying together. But you can do nothing on your own, but you can do everything when you are together, young people, and when you're together in Christ who is in our midst, as Pope Francis said.
That was Lydia O'Kane speaking with Bishop John Keenan from the Diocese of Paisley.